for those that are able to buy units, depending on how much they are buying, we'll be able to give them the LED bulbs as a compliment.
Another welcome. If you're just joining us, it seems Swimmer Only the Best is good enough. Still broadcasting to you live from the 59th Zambia International Trade Fair in Ndola. With us in the studio was engineer Tom Daka, who's the project manager at Zizabona. Zizabona is a combination of the three countries that are...
Inclusive of Zambia.
Yeah. So thank you so much, engineer Daka. It's always a pleasure to have you with us in the studio, and always extremely insightful. And enjoy the rest of your trade here.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the church as well. Thank you.
Things of family, only the best is good enough. Stay tuned.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
La Zambia. Absa Marathon is back. Be part of Zambia's biggest and most anticipated marathon. Join us on the 6th of September 2025 for a day of fun, personal milestones, and unforgettable memories. And now with the World Athletic Playbook, you don't want to miss a chance to write your fitness story. Register today at absamarathonzambia.co.zf. Get your slot at 600 kwacha or 500 kwacha when you pay using any of your Absa cards. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Vubi man gruesomely killed by suspected mentally challenged man. UPND calls for formidable opposition to keep party in check. And in global news, family and football stars gather for funeral of Diogo Jota and brother Andre Silva. Afternoon, Malumba Malumba with the Phoenix FM main news. A 48-year-old man identified as Mateo Banda has been brutally murdered by a suspected mentally challenged man in Vubu district in Eastern Province. Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Wemba has confirmed the incident, which occurred on Thursday, July 3, 2025, between 14 and 18 hours at Coca Farm near and at Diodio Primary School, Chief Pemba Moyo in Vubu District. Mr. Mwemba says the suspect, Michael Gift, a 25-year-old Malawian national, is believed to have entered Zambia on July 1, 2025, and appeared hostile and was seen wandering around the farms in the area, leading some to suspect that he may have mental health issues. Mr. Mwemba says the gruesome murder was discovered yesterday when villagers found the deceased body lying in a pool of blood near his grass-thatched house with severe injuries, including a completely cut-off head, smashed skull, opened chest and abdomen, deep cuts on the back, and amputated hands and legs. He says the suspect was apprehended at the scene and is currently in police custody, and that an axe and a knife were allegedly used to commit the murder. Mr. Mwemba says the body has been taken to Chipata General Hospital mortuary for post-mortem examination and burial, while investigations are ongoing, with the Zambian authorities working with their counterparts in Malawi to determine if the suspect has a history of mental illness. UPND deputy spokesperson Elvis Nkandu has expressed the party's desire for a formidable opposition that can hold it accountable for its promises to the Zambian people. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Nkandu states that a strong opposition would serve as a reminder to the ruling party of its commitments, ensuring that it stays on track and delivers on its promises. He notes that the absence of a robust opposition can lead to complacency, with the ruling party assuming that everything is fine without being held accountable. Mr. Nkandu has stressed the importance of a constructive opposition that can provide meaningful critique rather than engaging in petty politics where everything government does is criticized without merit. He adds that a formidable opposition would play a crucial role in keeping the UPND in check, ensuring that the party delivers on its promises and saves the interest of the Zambian people.
Sometimes when you are not being opposed, you may think that everything is just okay. sometimes it is important that you have people that are reminding you. For instance, for me as a politician, for us as a party, we'd want to be reminded of the promises that we had promised our people in 2021. So that we do not forget about those promises. You know, we go to church, my friend, because we want to be reminded. That is the most important thing. We go to church so that we are reminded that Jesus will come in case we forget. So we need to be reminded. So for me, it is important that we have an opposition that is so formidable that would also remind us.
Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Tayali has called for heightened compliance levels among motorists for guaranteed safety in the country. Speaking when he toured the Road Transport and Safety Agency RTSA stand at the ongoing Zambia International Trade Fair in Indola, Mr. Tayali says while the agency is utilizing artificial intelligence cameras to monitor the conduct of drivers and compliance levels, all stakeholders must be part of the agenda of promoting safety. He, however, believes the remodeling of RTSA services digitally, such as renewal of vehicle fitness, among others, will help increase the agency's revenue base and swift response to the increased road fatalities that the country has witnessed in past years. Mr. Tayali says RTSA is now well equipped to combat any behavior that threatens safety and levels of non-compliance among road users in the country.
You know, the digitization and how we try as much as possible, particularly for the caring motorists, those that are not compliant, that there is now through technology that you won't see the rest of the stopping car. You do have the necessary equipment that can be able to detect the number plate and send information to our database, which will then, you know, reveal your level of compliance through such compliance.
Forum for Democracy and Development spokesperson Anton Chibuye has challenged President Hakainde Hichilema and Attorney General Mulilo Kabesha to step down for allegedly breaching the Constitution. Mr. Chibuye alleges that the President's decision to pursue litigation in South Africa over late former President Edgar Lungu's benefits through filings prepared by Mr. Kabesha undermines the constitutional mandate under Article 90 to act in the people's interest. He says Article 91, which requires the head of state to promote national unity and protect the rights and freedoms of all citizens, has been violated by excluding key stakeholders from the process. Mr. Chibuye also claims that Article 92, subsection 1, and 177, subsection 4, which obliges holders of executive office to discharge their duties with dignity and integrity, and the Attorney General to act independently in the public interest, not as a surrogate, has been compromised by inconsistent legal arguments in the Attorney General's affidavit. This call follows the Zambian government's decision to file an amendment notice of motion in the Pretoria High Court, South Africa, seeking the repatriation and burial of Mr. Lungu in Zambia, where it argued that the late former president did not specify in his will how or where he wished to be buried.
Our court is informed out of their treacherous and shameful behavior exhibited by the duo in the exercise of their constitutional offices. The duo have offended the spirit of Article 90, 91, and Article 92, Subarticle 1, as well as Article 177, Subarticle 4 of the Republican Constitution. A quick perusal of the affidavit, which Kabesha has filed before the Pretoria High Court, we find it too inconsistent.
Caritas Zambia Executive Director Father Gabriel Mapulanga has called on government to ensure transparency and fairness in the selection process for the Zambia National Saviors ZNA's Voluntary Skills Training Program. The program, which has been allocated 17 million kwacha, aims to empower 1,092 youths from Eastern, Copperbelt and Northern provinces with practical skills for self-employment and entrepreneurship. Father Mapulanga has emphasized the need for the selection process to prioritize the most deserving youths, including street children.